Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title.
I am Dr. Jane Bone Diggity, and I'm the paleobiologist for the Jurassic Encounter.
Dr. Jane Bone Diggity, is that how you want me to put it in the article?
Yep.
Might as well. All right, cool. And it's called the Jurassic Encounter, a walkthrough dinos exhibit. It's a touring thing, and it's going to be coming to the Bull Run Event Center. It's just going to be now through May 31st. I believe it's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. each of those days. Explain what, just overview it really quick. We can go into the details in a second, but what exactly is the Jurassic Encounter?
So everyone loves dinosaurs, and we have over 78 dinosaurs, animatronic and a still, all different sizes. We have bones, we have big guys, we have little tiny babies that are hatching. And there's interactive things for the children to do. There's dig pits, there is fossil rubbings. And then of course you get to interact with a dinosaur that will talk and walk and even maybe get to train in.
Wait a minute. So you're not only are you walking by, 50 animatronic and static dinosaurs, but you say somewhere along the way, you're actually like really tangibly interacting and training an actual dinosaur.
Absolutely. We have babies. We have 5 baby dinosaurs that you can train, and they know some tricks. They're still babies, so they're learning. And then we have an adolescent T-Rex that you can train, make him roar, make him turn around, catch a ball. He's pretty cool. His name is Tiny.
That's going to be awesome. So is this event center, is it like a, you know, like a convention center? Like what's sort of like the layout? Like you can park for free, like in a giant parking lot, and then you go in and you walk through, like sort of paint the visual of how the space is set up.
So the Bull Run Event Center is a park. It's part of Nova. And so it's like you're walking with the dinosaurs outside with trees and grass, and you can get up and close and personal with the dinosaurs. Take all kind of selfies.
So you're going through actual nature to look like you're actually in the habitat. It's like you're in Jurassic Park, except for in those Jeeps, you're walking through the whole thing. That's great.
That's exactly right. But all of my dinosaurs are really nice. My carnivores, which are the meat eaters, they really like Chick-fil-A. So they don't eat children or anything like that.
All right. So yes, that's good to know. So yeah, you will not get, devoured while walking through the event. All right. Well, cool. So if it is a walking event, let's give some tips to them. So like, how long does it take to usually complete?
Well, it really is up to them. We also have a mobile app that they can go through and download the app, and you can answer questions. So if they want to download the app and walk through the event and answer the questions, because they're geolocated to each dinosaur, that could take up to an hour, hour and a half. If you just want to speed walk it, it could take 30 minutes, but most people don't want to speed walk it. So they're here usually about an hour and a half to 2 hours, depending on yesterday it was so hot, so people wanted to walk around and then get out. But today is a beautiful day, and it is lovely to walk around and take pictures, selfies with the dinosaurs. Something else that we are having on Friday and Saturday is that for all of our guests that come on Friday and Saturday, we will have a free movie that will start after our park closes. So we're having a dinosaur movie right here on the hill at the Bull Run Event Center.
And that is this Friday and Saturday.
It's only those 2 days.
Okay. And what are we showing?
Jurassic movies.
Oh,
Jurassic
cool. Park. So part of the Jurassic Park franchise?
The Jurassic Park. Yeah. So the Jurassic Park movies are coming out. And so that's really the buzz. They come out in June, I believe.
The next one. Yeah. Yeah. Great. And so you'll be showing, I guess, like the original, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Cool. And then in terms of when you're walking through, you said that you can, I think I read that you can also bring like pets as well.
Absolutely. We have our own, Puppasaurus. That's what we call her. That travels with the show. But yes, we welcome pets to come, just clean up after them, but, be aware that our dinosaurs are going to talk to them. So right. Like I said, I have some that are really talkative, and then I have some that are more shy and they don't want to talk very much. So the animals like to bark at the ones that talk at them.
Right. So bring your pets if you want, but know ahead of time that, you know, it depends on your pet's, you know, comfort level with things like, you know, dinosaurs barking at them. So leave that to the visitor's discretion of whether that's appropriate for your pet or not. It probably depends on each animal. All right, cool. And is there, obviously there's no age limit. I assume kids and it's for families, but is there like a certain number of people per group that's allowed, or how does that work?
Nope. Just come right in. You can buy your tickets at feeltheroar.com. That's feeltheroar.com. And you can purchase the tickets ahead of time, or you can purchase them at the box office right at the gate.
And how much are tickets per person?
They are 25.
25 per person. And then I think you can add on some other prize packs, right?
That's right. We have Jurassic packs that if you want to purchase them ahead of time that have dinosaur surprise souvenirs inside of it, that could be activities for your children to do after you leave here. So you can just make a day of dinosaurs.
And in the spirit of the whole making it a day, especially if they're going to stay and watch the movie afterwards and stuff, is there food on the site, like food trucks and stuff?
There on Wednesday through Sunday, there is a food trucks here on site. When we have the movie, there will be popcorn and lemonade and water.
So you just recommend they bring a blanket or chairs or something like picnic kind
of stuff? Absolutely. Bring a blanket, chairs, and if they want to bring their own special snacks, they can do that as well.
And you probably said it earlier, I just want to make sure I have it in case I missed it. What time does the movie start on those 2 days?
It starts about 8:00.
I guess like gotta wait for the sun to go down. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, cool. We kind of have to wait for it to go down a little bit so they can see it clearly.
And is that cost anything extra, or it just kind of comes with the price of admission?
That comes with the price of admission if you show up on Friday or Saturday.
Great. I think I have enough to work with here. Again, it's at the Bull Run Event Center, you know, the outdoor space. People might know it around here from the annual Bull Run Festival of Lights. So same location, except now we got some dinosaurs. It's going to be awesome. Before we run, speak directly to our listeners, you know, pretend I'm not even here, but say, you know, hey guys, come on out. You know, this is why you're going to have a good time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jane Bone Diggity with the Jurassic Encounter, and I want to personally invite you to come down to walk with the dinosaurs here at the Bull Run Event Center. You do not want to miss it. There are over 50 all kinds of dinosaurs here at the Bull Run Event Center, so I want to see you there, and when you see me, Dr. Bone Diggity, I want you to ask for me and give me a big high five or your best roar.
All right, Dr. Bone Diggity, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for doing this. We so appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks again.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.